Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's look at some verses from Luke chapter 3 and think about the Father's beloved Son. Here we go, Luke chapter 3, starting at verse 21. But when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." John invited the Jewish people to prepare for the coming of the Messiah by public repentance, demonstrated by baptism. There was a remarkable response to John's preaching, and thousands of people came to repent and ready themselves for the Messiah. Then the Messiah showed up at John's baptism service and asked to also be baptized. It wasn't because he had any sin to repent of, but because Jesus wanted to identify himself as completely as possible with sinful humanity. In his baptism, Jesus said to all of us, "I have come as one of you, and I will identify with you." Can you picture Jesus in the water of the Jordan River? As he went under the water and then came up again, he prayed. Often in the Gospel of Luke, we see that Jesus prayed. Other Gospel writers describe this occasion, but only Luke points out that it happened while he prayed. As Jesus prayed, two significant things happened. First, the Holy Spirit descended. You see, the Holy Spirit came in bodily form like a dove. There was some visible, tangible evidence that the Holy Spirit had come upon Jesus. Please note, it doesn't say that the Holy Spirit became a dove, but descended on Jesus like a dove. Similar visible evidence happened with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, with something like tongues of fire appearing over the gathered followers of Jesus. Second, at the baptism of Jesus, a voice came from heaven that everyone could hear. And the voice said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." The voice from heaven left no doubt. This wasn't just another sinner being baptized. This was the sinless, eternal Son of God, pleasing the Father by his identification with sinful man. God the Father could not keep this to himself. He proclaimed to everyone present who Jesus was, that is, my beloved Son, and that he was the sinless Son of God, with whom I am well pleased. Both of those statements look back to the Hebrew Scriptures. "You are my beloved Son" is an echo of Psalm 2, verse 7, a glorious messianic psalm. "In you I am well pleased" is an echo of Isaiah chapter 42, verse 7, marking Jesus as the suffering servant spoken of in that broader passage of Isaiah. So, Jesus began his earthly ministry with the blessing of God the Father and the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, believers can have the same thing. You see, in Jesus, and only in Jesus, we can hear the Father say to us, "This is my beloved child. In you I am well pleased." In Jesus, and only in Jesus, the Holy Spirit can come upon us for empowering and blessing. Trusting in Jesus, receive those today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.